Now, the movement for the LGBTIQ community and their fight for equal rights in a dominantly hetero society has been a prominent and publicly fought war. Yet, within this community, there is a forgotten generation, the older members. They are being encouraged to raise their voices in South Australia with a new initiative from the Council of the Aging and the SA Rainbow Advocacy Alliance. Project manager Desmond Ford told the Wise Lauren Connolly about the LGBTIQ People Aging Well project.
What is the LGBTIQ People Aging Well project?
So I guess sort of three key things in the project. One is to provide an opportunity for older LGBTIQ people across the state to have their voice heard in terms of what's important to them, what are their hopes, what are their aspirations, maybe what are some of their concerns as well. Part of that builds on some work that's been done previously through a forum that was held late in 2015. Following on from that is about building a group that can help inform CODA's work going forward and also the Rainbow Advocacy Alliance in terms of where they might need to be putting some energy and effort. Most importantly, it's about celebrating and acknowledging older LGBTIQ people. I think we sort of live in a world where older people generally are often made quite invisible, and I think that applies sort of within the LGBTIQ community as well.
Why is it important that the older LGBTIQ community are recognised?
The reason that we've got to this sort of point in time where a project like this can get up, where we've got conversations about marriage equality, is because of certainly the sort of activism that older LGBTQI people, not just here in South Australia, but if you look at sort of across the country, particularly in the 1970s, the kind of activism that took place then, you know, if there's someone in their sort of 60s, 70s, 80s, then their lifespan's likely to have covered the period where their relationships were deemed unlawful and where maybe sort of came out during the gay liberation movement. So they've got really important things to say and done amazing things in terms of working out how they manage their relationships, how they create their own sort of sense of family, that sort of thing.
Why is it just now that people are being made aware of the types of discrimination the elderly LGBTIQ community face?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good question. Why just now? I mean, I think there's been some work being done nationally. Sort of in the last 4 or 5 years, things have really sort of got more public kind of attention. I think recognising the different groups that require, sort of maybe have the same kind of hopes and needs as older people generally, but recognising the uniqueness and the differences for older LGBTI people. But I guess because there needed to be, because there was, you know, before that there was nothing.
How can the experiences of the older LGBTIQ community and the development of the People Ageing Well project help today's younger LGBTIQ generation?
I guess the short answer is I'm not really sure. It's one of the things that I'm really interested in terms of something that we could do, is provide that opportunity for people. I think there's real value, I sort of don't want to tell young people what to think, but I think there's real value in knowing how we got to this point in time and sort of knowing that, I guess, and understanding what it was like back then. I think it's a two-way thing, personally. I think it's what could we learn from each other. What can young people teach older people? What can older people teach young people? But certainly that sort of understanding our history, the fact that we can be more confident about being out as a gay person these days compared to someone who maybe lived a very secret and very closeted life because they might face discrimination, they might face persecution, all of those kind of things. So I sort of see it as a two-way street in terms of learning for both older and younger people.
Desmond Ford of the LGBTIQ People Aging Well Project, speaking with The Wire's Lauren Connolly.